Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long. And Marlins fans, last night, your team fell to the Reds by a score of 5-3. It was Luis Castillo against Braxton Garrett. I mean, what could have been Castillo's last game as a Cincinnati Red? Overall, just not the best performance from the Marlins. Hitting-wise, they did look pretty good. We did get home runs from Nick Fortes, and we got the first career Major League home run for J.J. Bladé. Really great to see from J.J. Bladé get his first career home run. That was always great to see. Got it on right, I believe, in the Marlins bullpen on right field.
J.J. Bladé down the right field line, gives it a ride, and his first Major League home run tucked around the right field foul pole. Number one for J.J. Bladé, and it's 5-2.
Really great to see from J.J. Bladé. We also got two hits from Lewin Diaz, so that was pretty good too as well. But overall, Miami did fall. Not the best performance, maybe you could say, pitching-wise, as Braxton Garrett did have 8 strikeouts, but he did give up 5 earned runs on 7 hits. Most of them came, on the first inning, so it was Marlins had to play behind right out the gate, and it was not good for Miami. It was just really, after that first inning, a double for Kevin Farmer from Donovan Solano, a Matt Reynolds single. Jeff Miami couldn't bounce back from, losing that early, and it really showed that Miami probably had to get something going, especially pitching-wise or hitting. Good thing we had that home run from J.J. Bladé and Nick Fortes, but that wasn't enough. No one else really was just there to able to score for Miami and really get it going. But I would say really another good thing to see is from Oscar Bravazón. He had 2 innings. He only gave up 1 hit, 0 earned runs, and 5 strikeouts on only 2 innings. He did all this. Coming just in relief. Really great to see from him. I'm almost surprised how great he's been on 36 pitches. He's been pretty good so far since coming up. I believe he's 32. Wasn't in this Marlins system since 2021 and pitched in International League for around 3-4 years. To see him coming up to the majors and just provide relief and a pretty good job at it too, it's really surprising for us, and it is something good coming out of this game. Dylan Floro came in after that, had two strikeouts, but again, Miami couldn't really get it going offensively. Overall, Miami needs to approach this trade deadline, I know it sucks, as sellers. Miami has to be sellers if they want to just continue reloading, I should say, for 2023. I think it all starts probably with Pablo. Sadly, I would love to keep Pablo. I think Pablo's one of the nicest people in baseball. He's also happens to be a really great baseball player as well, but it's going to take a haul for to get Pablo, for a team to get Pablo Lopez and for Miami to let go of him. We still have around 2.5 years of control. It's going to take a haul. An example will probably be Osvaldo Peraza from the Yankees, one of their top prospects outside of Anthony Volpe, which I don't think the Yankees are going to get Volpe. That's not going to happen. But get someone like Osvaldo Peraza and maybe Austin Wells, somewhere like that.
This is big. This is really big.
Miami really needs to do something if they want to just have something for next year. That probably means more younger players are going to get called up, like JJ Bladé, Lewin Diaz. Unfortunately, it's going to mean Marlins are sellers and are almost giving up on this season, but it is going to mean that we're going to see younger players compete and thrive in Miami, and hopefully that leads into next year. Maybe we see those type of players starting opening day. But overall, Miami comes back today for their final game against the Cincinnati Reds before a crucial three-game series versus the Mets. I myself will be there on Friday to cover that game. This is going to be a pretty big series coming up with the Mets. Hopefully, later today, Marlins can get one from the Reds and just finish the series split. Not the best, but again, not losing the series. Miami needs that badly. And they do need to make trades, as almost confirms that they are sellers. It's going to be a different team after August 2nd, but always, as the Marlins fans, you have to hope for the best. And always, no matter what, go Fish!